Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be coming up shortly. But ladies and gentlemen, if you can hear this right now, you better praise the Lord today. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing like Prayer Time with Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. We just thank you so much for joining us. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you today. And we're just thanking God for another opportunity to be alive, another opportunity to broadcast with you today and have a great time with you in the Lord. So let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And greetings to everyone out there, everyone that's live and later on as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in, number 347 843-4559. We thank God for the technology that allows us to share this information with you today. 347, call in number 347-843-4559. You can dial it in right now. I want you to share it out while you're on the line. You can tweet that out to several people right now. 347-843-4559. I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that everybody on the planet needs prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also to our scripture tonight, you're going to read part of 2 Corinthians tonight. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter, which will be chapter 10. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 6. That'll be coming up shortly. Praise God. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have it, we're all always sensitive to the prayer needs as well. Know that we are praying for you behind the scenes and when we're off the air. But also, too, if you have a prayer request tonight, be prepared to share that if you like. Just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. So we're so excited about hearing from Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. And we're just excited about this time. Hey, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on the internet, on social media, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. We're going to the Word. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 6, ladies and gentlemen. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. Thank God for his mighty, mighty word. And as Bishop always say, the word will stand. It will stand forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would put your hands together as we open up the mic for Bishop right now. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us today. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father, we thank you once again for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, this is the day that you have made. We will and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We will lift your name up and we will magnify you because you are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are our refuge. You are our present help in time of trouble. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for your grace and mercy. We thank you, God, for your word, because so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And, Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, because you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, but with your sight we heal. We thank you tonight, God, as you heal those that are sick and those that are afflicted. We thank you, God, that you paid the price on Calvary for their salvation. We thank you tonight, Almighty God. We thank you, God, you saved to the utmost. We thank you, God, as you save families, you save loved ones, you save children, mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers and cousins tonight. We thank you tonight, Almighty God, as you look on America, God. We repent of our sins. The word say, God, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn and turn and turn from their wicked ways, then you will forgive our sins and you would heal our land. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We come to you in your presence. We come in your presence with thanksgiving. We come in your presence, God, magnify and glorify in your name, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for healing those that are sick with cancer tonight, those that are sick with diabetes, sugar diabetes, We thank you, God, you're healing those that have heart problems tonight. We thank you tonight, God, you're healing those, God, in the name of Jesus that is broken hearts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Your word says one could put 1,000 and two could put 10,000 to flight. Your word is the only thing that stands. Everything is going down, but the word of God shall last forever. Father, we thank you tonight, God. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. God, even as we speak your word, let us speak it with life. Let us speak it with faith. Because the word of God said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God, we pray for our nation tonight. God, we pray, God, for our the people of God, that they repent, God. Oh, yasato randa bakeno mosia kame. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray tonight as David said, Lord, create a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit, O God. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus, as you look on this nation, O God, as you look on your people everywhere, as you look on the children that are going to school, Lord, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for your protection of the angels camping around about them. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that they all will be healthy. They will be protected by your blood. And, Father, we give you glory tonight, God, that no evil shall come near thy dwelling and no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you, God, your words say, God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. God, keep us under your blood. Keep us in your will. Keep us under your care. Father, we thank you tonight. God, we magnify you. We lift your name up. Keep our minds, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. God, give us love, God, in our hearts, God. Create in us, God, a clean heart and the right spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God, for families tonight. We pray for loved ones tonight. We pray for that man, that child, that woman, that boy, God, that lost a loved one in their lives, that you will strengthen them even now. We pray for the Moab family. Father, we thank you. Your word is everlasting, God. God, your word say you never leave us nor forsake us, but you'll be with us always, even unto the end of the world. And Father, we can depend on you, God. We give you glory. We honor you tonight. We magnify your name. And God, we thank you for your angel protecting those that are traveling over the airways and the highways. God, we ask that you dispatch your angels of protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you, oh God, oh glorify you for your goodness. We thank you, God, as you protect that woman, that boy, that child, that husband tonight, God. You protect that family tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you make ways out of nowhere. You provide every need, God. You're able to meet every need in their lives. Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you touch hearts, God, that to be able to go rabat, siko, rabat, eko, Russia. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We humble ourselves in your presence. We humble ourselves at the foot of the cross. And Father, we go Sunday. We walk by faith and not by sight. God, we thank you tonight. God, we glorify you tonight. God, as you look on America, God, look on America, God. We need your direction as never before. Protect your people from evil. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, that you would give us a peace that passes all understanding. We thank you tonight, God, that you have all power, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, and we glorify you for the thing that you're doing. You're doing marvelous work. You're healing those that are sick. You're making provided for those that are without, God. Even that man, that woman that's trying to commit suicide, God, we ask you to test their heart tonight. Oh, God, I'm Osiko Ramake Norapa. Dispatch your angels around to protect their minds in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We glorify you for your goodness. We know that you are a spirit and you are life, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, it's already done according to your will. It's already so. And God, we praise you tonight. We lift your name up as never before. We depend on you, God. We trust in you, Almighty God. God, as you protect our children as they go to school, protect our loved ones. God, in the name of Jesus, be a bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on those teachers, God. Look on those faculty members, God. Look on those that putting their lives on the line of protecting those that are sick in the hospital, God. We are sick, God. We know that you're able to protect them from, oh God, from all danger. You're able to keep them from all sickness and all diseases. We thank you tonight, and we give you glory for it. We praise you tonight for some mother, that father, that child, that husband, that sister. We pray for family tonight, that you will reunite those that have been separated from their loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that have gone through the storms of life, that God, that you will be with them during this season of life. And Father, we thank you, God, that you give us a creative mind, God's mindset, that we are trusting you, we are believing you, we are calling those things to be not as though they already are, according to your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for it. We magnify you, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, that you have dispatched your angels, oh God, a protection around your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for pastors all over this world. We pray for leaders, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are strong, Sakaniasia, Gomasiko, Rameko, Rapakine. God, let us speak only that what you said, and not that I'm a Konisa. Father, we come on Sameko, Talereasia, Gomasiko, Nameko, Nosa, Talama. Cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and put it in captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We glorify you. And it is so. It is already done according to your will. Thou will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Father, let thy will be done. And Father, we thank you tonight that thy will be done in the earth will, that you will save to the utmost. You will deliver that man, that drug addict, that woman, that drug addict tonight. God, we thank you for their deliverance. We thank you, God, as you look on that man, that woman, that child that's incarcerated on tonight. God, we know that you know in all things. You know about their situation. You know their circumstances. And Father, we intercede tonight on their behalf. God, be merciful, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for the rock on the basica and the mekondo sea. Yes, and the oh my God, God, do a marvelous work in this hour, in this season. God, let a revival break out in our spirit, man, God. Renew our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We praise you tonight. We thank you, God, our families are blessed. Our children are blessed. Our husband, our wives are blessed. Our neighborhoods are blessed. Our community are blessed. Father, we thank you, God. All these things came from you, God. We thank you tonight. All the blessings of God, making rich and adding no sorrow. Father. We thank you for good health tonight, God. We thank you for sound mind tonight, God. We thank you for praying women of God that for us time we go rapa table see up. Father, we glorify you tonight. And Father, we now mercy. Go napa gay. Cast out every imagination that every heart thing. Let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate it flee before us. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But yea, let the righteous rejoice. Let them exceedingly be glad and rejoice over your word. And we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. We glorify you tonight, God. Yes, and Roko Masika Day. God, we thank you tonight, God. You're healing that child, that man, that woman, that boy, and the girl. You're healing the most high. God, we ask you to look on the ex family as you strengthen that wife, God. You strengthen the daughter, God. You strengthen them all. Look on the HC, God. Oh, God, we ask you to strengthen them. Be with them. Bless them. Even those people who don't see you. You're all knowing, God. You're the only one that can solve the problem. You're the only one that can fix the things that have been broken, God. And we give you glory. We praise you tonight. We thank you tonight. And Father, we glory. We rest in your word. We forever give you glory. We give you honor, God. You're all knowing. You see everything. God, we pray for our nation on tonight. We pray for Africa. We pray for our pastors and leaders. We pray for those, oh God, of Sunday they because that are less fortunate than we are. We pray for that man that may not have a place to rest tonight, a place to call home, God, a place that he called his own. Father, but we ask you, God, to direct them and keep them in perfect peace. And Father, we give you glory. We give you honor, God. Make a way out of no way for them, God. We thank you for that child, God, as it come home, God. We thank you, God, they make it right with their parents, God. We thank you, God, the parents make it right with the children, Lord. God, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus that pray that we have love one for another. In this hour, in this season, in our lives, God, let us have an open heart for love like never before. And Father God, let us be real. Let us be honest, God. That we give you glory. We magnify your name and we lift your name up. And God, during this election, reveal, expose, and destroy all crookedness in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we glorify you. You are the one, God. You know more than anybody else knows. You know. You know how to fix it. You know how to solve it. And Father, we depend on you. We trust in you. God, we look to the hill for which cometh out of help. We depend on your word. God, we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you tonight. As you continue to bless that man that may not have a job tonight, that family that may not have a place they call home, God, we ask you to open the door, God. We ask you to bless that child, that person that is looking for a job, God. As they fill out the application, God, we ask you to test the heart of the person that, oh, God, look at that application. Review it, God. And you, Sambeko, Rapa, De, Chico, God, we thank you tonight, God, that you are blessed. We thank you tonight that you have blessed that mother, that father, that child, that uncle, that auntie, that cousin. God, look on that person tonight, Evo God. Abasuko, Rabbi, Kadiasa. God, you are our refuge. You are our present help. God, you are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the everlasting, eternal God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Strengthen those that have lost a loved one during this season. Strengthen them, God. Be with them, God. And know, God, seek O Rabbi, that your word is everlasting, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, but you'll be with us always. And, Father, we give you thanks. We magnify you for what you've already done and the things that you're going to do in our lives in days to come. God, keep us. Keep our minds, protect us from all danger. We forever give you praise and all glory shall be thine. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that's the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time with Bishop. That's the power of prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop just prayed for our families, our nation, our city, our government, ladies and gentlemen, in Jesus' name, all across the land. So thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer. And we know God is moving right now. Right now, He's moving across the land in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to open up the lines for those who have a prayer request. We won't give you that time, of course, and very sensitive to that. Just hit *1 on your phone, and we'd love to receive your prayer request at that time. And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we want to open up the line for Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Bless you.
Bless you. Prayer. Stop us. God and serve on the line and let remind this all the Lord doing in the middle praise God and we remember the things of the God that is starting. Jesus is still kings and he's Lord. God's right. And you may normal, but not what. So, everything is going, we believe safe. The kingdom come, be done, earth, and heaven. Pray.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Crenshaw. Yeah, amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Yes. For some reason, we're not getting a good signal from you. We want to make sure we get your wonderful word
can
tonight.
You hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. A little better now. It was breaking up. We didn't want to make sure we miss you. Amen. It's still breaking up a little bit, Doc. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
How is that?
Still breaking up a little bit, Doc. Yeah, amen. Praise God. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Is that
yes, ma'am.
Now?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. On Bishop's line.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, I'm on Good Bishop's line. Amen.
Amen. That's better. Yes,
praise
ma'am.
God.
God bless.
Thank you so much. As I was sharing earlier, how important it is for the believers for us not to get it twisted during this season and time and during this very most chaotic season that we see now in America. We as believers are not to get this twisted. Cursed is the man who makes flesh his arms and whose trust is not in the Lord. We must remember that our trust must be in God. Whomever the Lord allows to be in the presidential seat, Jesus is still King of kings and Lord of lords. It's not predicated upon a man, praise God, that's going to take us into our kingdom assignment. Praise God. You must know who you are in Christ. And most importantly in this season, we best find ourselves hid under the umbrella of the blood of Jesus. I admonish everybody that's listening, we need to be proactive right now. I can't say that enough. We need to start praying right now. I mean right now. Not just when we get on this line, but in the morning. The Bible said, pray without ceasing, that God reveal and cover his foes and destroy, and that he will destroy every planned agenda of violence, every planned agenda of whatever, praise God, for those that may not necessarily be pleased with the outcome of what God allows. And I say that again, what God allows, because he's sovereign. He can make man do what he wants them to do. But he allows certain things to come forth in the earth. So whatever it is, in the name of Jesus right now, we destroy, we rebuke, we cancel every assignment of planned attacks of violence across this nation and across America. It is destroyed now in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that all of us that are believers begin to pray right now in the spirit that every planned agenda of attack and deceit and deception and evil be destroyed as a result of what God is going to allow in America. It's up to God. It's not up to us. Praise God. We've done what we're supposed to do. We've done our due diligence. Hopefully all of us have voted. Now it's in the hands of the Lord. Amen. That he will reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy anything that needs to be uncovered. Praise God. And that most of all, most importantly, that we realize, praise God, that our trust is in the Master. It's not in a man. It's in the Master. God is still sovereign. But God knows exactly what he's doing. And most importantly, we as believers, don't get it twisted. We have been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. We're not to forget what our assignment is. We must remain focused and not get subtly in the spirit of having a subtle antichrist spirit, as if any one man can drive us into the place where we need to go. It's a God thing. God bless you. Praise God. I pray, amen, that we would begin to get on our knees and intercede right now. Praise God, because we know God is up to something in the spirit realm. Amen. The book of Revelation shall be revealed. So the best thing we need to do, praise God, is pray that we be ready to get up out of here. Amen. If Jesus shall call our name. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop's wife. Thank you so much for that wisdom and instructions as well from the woman of God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Also, two against, want to make sure we don't miss anybody. Hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone will put you in the prayer list there if you like. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Praise God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn this back over to Bishop. Amen. Bishop, thank you so much. Bless you.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. We praise God for the word of encouragement to Dr. Crenshaw. We praise God tonight as we continue to pray. Father, nation, as the word of God said, man should always to pray and not to faint. We pray even as COVID-19, as we're going through this pandemic, that we will get closer to the Lord than we ever been before, that we will seek his face like never before, that we will get in the right standing with God, because one day we're going to leave this place. We just passing through, but we must be prepared for the place that he has prepared for us. And I tell us, as we are here, occupy until Jesus come. Occupy. And see, speaking the word of God, speaking life, speak by faith, walk in faith, love your neighbor as you do yourself. And God bless you. We pray for nations. We pray for families tonight. We encourage your loved ones, those that are in college. Do not stop. Do not quit. Those that are in school, do not quit. Do not give up. But keep fighting the good fight of faith as you study in school and do your best. Do study hard. It will not be easy, but you got to study. You got to study. You got to study. You got to study. Put the Lord first, and God will work all things out for the good for those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to his purpose. God bless you tonight. We love you. We are praying for you. And know that God is in control, and God has the final say so. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. We love you as well. And the Lord, we love you so much. And thank you so much for your time tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to pray. Pray, 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 pray. But guess what? We also have to take action, right? We got to live. We got to dominate the earth in Jesus' mighty name, ladies and gentlemen. So the Lord said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, ladies and gentlemen, has already been said. Never leave you or forsake you. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great rest of the evening. We want you to have a great rest of the week as well. And those who are listening later on, thank you so much for joining us as well. As some may know that Bishop Rance Allen has gone on to be with the Lord, and we're going to play one of his songs, I Belong to You. Amen. This is Bishop Rance Allen, I Belong to You. God bless you, everyone. Take care. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Take care now. Love you.
Can I take you back some more? This is called I Belong to You. Everything I am,
I belong to you.
Before we sing the next song, would you clap your hands for Bishop Charles Ellis?
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Take care now. We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.